Welcome back to our Guthrie County Let's Talk program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's program, we have Adair County Health Director, Senior Life Solutions, Diane Alsop.
All right. Thanks, Diane, for joining the program.
Thank you, Logan, for having me on today.
Yeah, glad to have you. So, a couple of things. We're talking with Adair County Health, and one of the things you guys provide is Senior Life Solutions. Could you tell us a little bit about that and where people can take advantage of that program?
Yeah, sure. So Senior Life Solutions is the program that I work for, and it's here at the Adair County Health System in Greenfield, Iowa. And it's Senior Life Solutions is an intensive outpatient group therapy program. And basically what we do is we just help senior adults that maybe have age-related symptoms of depression or anxiety, people who may be dealing with, you know, difficult life transitions, recent loss of a loved one, recent health diagnosis. We just help them kind of learn how to transition through that and just learn how to live life, you know, with just a better outcome.
And then talking to you before this, you say that you can help people just not from the community, but you can go kind of outside that community. Can you talk about that radius of where you guys can help people?
Yeah, sure. So we have group therapy. We meet 3 times a week, and we can help people within a 30-mile radius. So if a person, we're uniquely for seniors, so this is age 65 and up, and if they're not able to transport themselves, we are able to pick up and drop off. And so we have a 30-mile radius that we can do that. But then we can also assist people through teletherapy within a 50-mile radius. So if somebody lives, you know, out at that 50-mile mark, we can do teletherapy and bring them into the group that way to help.
And Diane, something we were talking about before this, and, you know, as the older generation saw kind of mental health as kind of, they didn't see it as normal as today. And it's, what do you want people to know about mental health and how it's been kind of difficult for people nowadays?
Well, yeah, like really, you know, what I think really what's most important to take away from all of it is just that, you know, mental health is really just as important as your physical health. And just like you would go see a doctor for your physical health, if you're having just, you know, really days of depression, not thinking well, if you have usual symptoms that can't otherwise be explained, such as, you know, just headaches for no reason or stomach aches, constipation, changes in appetite, changes in sleeping patterns, you know, feeling tired all the time. A lot of times, you know, people don't really associate those things with mental health, but they really kind of are, and our mental health affects our physical health. So seniors, not just seniors, have a hard time talking about this. It's really everyone at every age, but it's really important. And when we can just learn how to, you know, work through some of those mental things, just some of those life challenges that we're having, then, you know, life can just be totally different. One of the things we talk about here is, you know, we're not meant just to survive. We're really meant to thrive and have a good life. And so that's kind of what we do here, is help people learn how to get through some of those challenges.
If someone wants to get in this program, how do they go about reaching you guys?
So, you know, it's just as simple as giving us a phone call. You know, you can talk to your doctor can refer us, but you yourself can just call and say, hey, I'd like more information, and just give us a call. Phone number is 641-743-7202, and it's that simple.
And then something in September, in the Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, you guys seem to be taking this very serious, and everyone should be. What are you guys trying to do for this Suicide Prevention Awareness Month?
Well, we're just, you know, really, again, just trying to bring awareness to, you know, according to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, on average, there are 130 suicide deaths each day, and it is the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. And, you know, when you hear those numbers, you realize that, wow, it's really a big deal. And so each year during the month of September, you know, we work together with others just to help bring awareness to suicide and just to help educate people on the signs and symptoms to look for and then how to help somebody who may be contemplating suicide.
Anyway, what are the warning signs of suicide?
So there can be a lot of warning signs, you know, obviously if somebody's depressed, if they've had prior suicide attempts, if they starting to isolate more, a lot of times feelings of loss of independence or sense of purpose, if there's, you know, family struggles or recent death of a loved one, they're having a really hard time adapting to change, sudden personality changes. If you hear somebody, you know, starting to say, you know, you'd be better off without me, or maybe I won't be around, just making, you know, some little hints like that, or if they start just giving away their possessions, those are just some things to start, you know, asking the questions. That's kind of what we want to do, is if we feel that somebody is really struggling and maybe having those thoughts, we really want to just ask the question. And a lot of times, you know, we're kind of scared to ask that question, but studies show that asking people if they are suicidal actually doesn't increase the suicides or suicidal thoughts, but a lot of times they actually are happy that you've asked. So you just ask, are you thinking about killing yourself?
After you ask that question and you get an answer, how should they go about taking those steps from getting help?
Well, after you've asked the question, and if they have indicated that they are, then, you know, the next step is you keep them safe. So, you know, if there's anything that they have access to, that they could hurt themselves with, you actually just, you know, remove that from their reach, their home or whatever. Ask them if they have a plan. Be there. Listen carefully. A lot of times that's really, they want somebody to really listen to them and help connect them with help, whether, you know, that's a doctor, whether that's a family friend, a mental health professional, spiritual advisor, call the National Suicide Prevention Line, and then really just stay connected with them. Keep in touch with them after, you know, after they've, if they've shared with you that they are, and so then you've kind of built a little rapport and some trust with them, it's really important to stay connected and follow up with them so that they still feel supported.
And that was our Guthrie County Let's Talk program with Adair County Health Director, Senior Life Solutions, Diane Alsup. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.